We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. Opening day. Hi, honey. I'm recording. Hi. She said, I said good morning, everybody, right as she got home. And okay. Eric's here from Miller Park Minute. I jump on with him a little bit from time to time. You catch him. Are you cranking him out every day on YouTube?
Still every day. I was actually deathly sick this last week, and I still managed to figure out a way. They were probably the worst episodes I've ever recorded, but I recorded them. So they're there.
No, the ones you did in January were pretty shitty, too.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm just kidding. But it's nice. I mean, if you're talking Brewers every day, it's nice to finally have some baseball to talk about.
Oh, my gosh. It's revolutionary to actually be, like, ready for meaningful games. I'm actually, like, planning segments. Not just reading the news, because that's what I have kind of been doing a little, basically reacting to stories and stuff like that. That's what I kind of.
Yeah, well, the off season, sometimes it's fun, sometimes it sucks, but that won't come again till early October, maybe longer. So again, baseball starts today. It is Thursday, March 30th. We're starting today. Brewers at Wrigley. I think the game should get in. There was a little bit of weather concern. I think we're fine. Friday's the rain makeup day. We'll see. And then they'll finish in the weekend. It's going to be a fun weekend for me. Actually, just to get it out there right now, I am doing 7 straight days of CBS radio, including, we might get up to 52 today in Chicago. All right. Ooh. I'm doing seven straight days of CBS sports radio. I'm doing Saturday shift, Sunday shift, filling in for Writer Than You next week in the 9 to 11. And the thing that I'm going to be doing the most outside of those shifts is watching the Brewers and watching baseball.
WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah, WrestleMania. But when I go to national radio, and I was telling you this the other day, it's like baseball's irrelevant. Doing a local show, a Wisconsin show, whether it's radio, podcast, whatever you call what we do, it can get very nuanced. We can talk about what do you think Abraham Toro's impact on the 2023 season might be if he gets called up later? Or Frelick and Weimer, I mean, who's going to have the better year? Terang, it's so minute. In baseball, there aren't really those stories. Like in the NFL, I can talk about Lamar Jackson this weekend. I can talk about Rodgers. I can talk about the draft. In baseball, all you can really do is like make fun of the Angels for having Shohei and Trout and never winning anything in the MLB. But he can't really do it. So what I like about still having this and your show and these outlets is we can really break down the team and kind of follow them. And I think that now that I'm done being mad about all the weird offseason stuff, I'm at the point where I'm going to say no worse than 500. 87, 88 might be where I top out. The over-under in Vegas – it's pretty consistently around 86.5. Mm-hmm. They're about 2-1 odds to win the Central. Cardinals are 1-1. You, like, aren't you like a 90 win guy?
Yeah, I've said anywhere from 92 to 96, 97.
So what year do you think it is?
I'm throwing it back to 2018. It's a throwback.
You think this team can win 95 games?
I think with everything working out and to be positive about it, yes. I think we are rated the second best rotation in all of the major leagues. Where we need to pick up is the bats. And adding a guy like Jesse Winker, adding some young pop in Contreras, even Christian Yelich coming back to a Miami Marlins form would be amazing for this team. Absolutely amazing. And I think those things could happen. Plus, you've got a Rowdy Tellez, you've got a Willy Adames, and you've got some young guys that want to prove themselves that could potentially be in Rookie of the Year conversations. You know, even these Weimers and these Frelichs, if they come up, or even Garrett Mitchell, you know, could be in Rookie of the Year conversations if they go off, you know?
I think so that with me, with the Brewers, and maybe it's like this with every other team, but I feel like I've been saying the same thing the last 5 years is that word if, you know? Mm-hmm. Because the pitching has been consistently good.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's been Woodruff or now Burns, you know, Peralta for a long time as well. The bullpen, now obviously without Hader, but I think we can get past that, hopefully. But it's always – the pitching will get us a certain amount of a head start. That's a good part of the team. Even going Lauer and Miley as your 4-5. That's – I mean, these kind of guys were your 1-2s a long time ago. So pitching staff is good. And the bullpen, they're going to be shuttling that in and out all year. So we'll see.
51 players last year. They went through a lot of 51.
It's if Brett Anderson. It's if Jesse Winker. It's if. You need like 4 or 5 ifs. And so what I was thinking this morning, Big E, was that there – because I'm so much a Marvel guy. So there is a timeline where in the next 2 years, the Brewers win the World Series. That is a possibility. That is possible. I don't know, like, what percent chance I would give that. I think they need to find the mix of these guys hitting, the guys that are coming up, the guys they're taking chances on, and then the pitching staff. And then what's going to happen is you're kind of in this, like, two-year – it's not a window. It's kind of like a transition thing. Because if the hitters come up next year – well, then you might have to say goodbye to Burns at some point. You might have to say goodbye to Woodruff at some point. Willy Adames, you're going to have to say goodbye to. So you need – you almost need these guys that if there is a chance. I'm not saying there's no chance. I don't know that it's as strong as it was in years past, but I'm at the point right now. And maybe it's because we missed the playoffs. To come into a season with 95 win expectations, I'm only going to be disappointed. So I'm coming in thinking they're going to win somewhere between 81 and 87. I think a playoff berth is possible. And then from there, baseball pretty much lets anybody have a chance at it. So I may be less optimistic than you in terms of wins, but in a weird way, I'm more excited to watch it. And sometimes with baseball, having expectations is bad.
Right. Well, and look at you can speak to what we've done historically. 2018, we had a great offseason where we got Lorenzo Cain and Christian Yelich. But I still don't feel that there was an expectation at that point. It was like, okay, then we made some big moves, but there was no expectation to what we became from there, you know? And we almost went to the World Series.
Well, we should have went to the World Series.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, if my house is on the line, I think 2018 is going to be the farthest they ever get in my lifetime. But there is a timeline. So what I'm saying is I'm not completely ruling it out. And I think for me, that's a big step for me. I do.
That's awesome. Congratulations on that.
I think it's a big step.
I've spoke pretty optimistically over the years about the Milwaukee Brewers. So for me, it's always how far off am I going to be? There's some times where I've been dead nuts on, and there's some times where I've been really off.
Well, and do you always take them to win 95 games?
No.
Okay.
But that's the thing, like, that's the optimistic side of me.
Who's someone you're excited for? I think that Wilson Contreras is going to be everybody's favorite brewer by July 4th.
Wilson Contreras?
And by that, I mean William.
I think Garrett Mitchell's going to be one.
We have William, right?
Yeah, we have William. I think Garrett Mitchell's going to be one, and I think you're going to see a lot of pop for Terang this season, just with where Terang has been organizationally. And I think he's got the most to prove out of any of these prospects, because all of a sudden, remember, Terang was the big one for a while, and then all of a sudden it became about these outfield prospects. So Terang's got his chance now. You know what I mean?
And Lucic Ursig, who pitches now. Lucas Ursig, who pitches.
Oh, there. Yeah. He was a fielding prospect, though, like for a long time. And now he's a pitcher.
Yeah, that was weird.
I know.
Who do you have? Last question for you. Cody or Roman?
Cody. Did you see the belt?
What about the belt?
Did you see the belt that they're showing on like all these sources that they're redoing the belt for Cody, and he's going to have his own like nightmare championship. It's the winged eagle.
They don't like when they do that.
It's cool though. Like, cause if they bring back that old winged eagle belt and they get rid of the universal, not that I don't like the universal belt.
Yeah. I read Triple H wants to get rid of that,
but I don't see it on my side there. It's right down there. I showed it to you once before. But yeah, if they could do that, I don't know. What do you, I'll ask you and put this on your podcast. What do you think of Freem's jumping into the podcast world?
Oh, I love it. I love that both and I did shows crapping on podcasts forever.
And now we're both
doing podcasts.
And now the collab is this close. The Twitter conversations are already there. The ats are already there.
I don't mind. Okay. The thing I always got mad about with podcasts was people were always like, Bart, do a podcast. I want to listen to you, but I can't get the radio. And I'm like, moron, my show is 4 hours of a podcast. We put it out on a podcast. And they're like, no, it needs to sound like a podcast, not a radio show. I'm like, what is the difference? So then people will always be like, I don't know. I get upset about everything that ever happens. And now that Freems is doing Lockdown Brewers, I will go on Lockdown Brewers as soon as he comes on the Bart Winkler show. So if we're going to have a Bart and Chuck reunion, I ain't giving it away to Lockdown Brewers.
It's okay? Coming here first.
It's either going to be on stage at the Turner Ballroom, or it's going to be on the Bart Winkler show, okay?
Fair enough.
Is that a fair answer for you?
Yeah. Charlotte or Rhea?
Oh, God. Dude, I haven't watched a Rhea segment in 6 months. I fast forward her every time she's on. I don't know why. I can't stand anything she says. The only good part about that act is Dominic Mysterio. Damian Priest, I skip. Finn Balor sucks. I hate when he does the demon. I hope he gets crushed. Get out of here. Those are my hot.
Are you doing a WrestleMania picks? Are you going to do a WrestleMania picks episode?
Yeah, I'll throw something out there. I mean, I think it's pretty standard who's going to win all the matches, but I'll go with Cody.
Cody. All right, man. It was fun. Thank you for being on my show the other day, and thanks for having me on. Always a blast. Check out Miller Park Minute.
You're the guest on mine, and you're signing off mine. Wow. All right, with that, thanks, Eric. See ya. Bye.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
TIAA is on a mission. Why? Because 54% of Black Americans don't have enough savings to retire. So in collaboration with big name artists like Wyclef Jean, TIAA released Paper Right, new music inspiring a new financial future. With 100% of streaming sales going to a nonprofit that teaches students how to invest. Stream Paper Right now and help close the gap.
And for the next portion of the show, let's come to you from the Happy Place Hemp YouTube background studios. Why not tonight? Lots to celebrate with the Milwaukee Bucks, which we'll get into. Happy Place Hemp, by the way, this is what their lobby looks like. If you're on YouTube, it's a bunch of shelves with their products. And then there's some knight in the background, like a medieval times. I don't even know the story behind it. I'm always afraid to ask. Like, if you talk about it, it comes to life or something. Anyway, great night for the Bucks. Get into that. Celebrate with some gummies. Happy Place Hemp. Promo code's BART. 25% off every order at happyplacehemp.com. Every single order, 25% off. Whether it's your first, your ninth, your 400th, whatever. You can start small, get a sample pack, and go a little bigger once you realize what you like, what you think your friends might like, so on and so forth. So check it out. HappyPlaceHemp.com. The promo code is BART. Bucks win tonight, 149 to 136. We'll go immediately to Tony in Texas, who seems to be coaching. Tony.
Yeah, we got my star basketball player here, Bryson Nickerson here. We just got done in practice. He was talking some smack about Drew Holiday. I go, what did Drew have today, 53?
51. So, yeah, if you were expecting 53 – buddy, then yeah, it's
Drew Holiday can't guard me.
Oh, he's saying Drew Holiday can't guard me. I don't know, man. These kids, they don't know Bart. He's a Laker fan.
What did you say his name was? Bryson?
LA on top.
Bryson, yeah, Bryson. He's my guy. LA on top. Bryson's been with me for 3 years.
How old are you, Bryson?
14.
Oh, so you're like 4 years away from the show.
Yeah.
Hey, we just try to get these kids out of high school into college, Bart. It's one step at a time here, buddy.
How's Tony as a coach? He always brags about how good he is.
I'm telling you, Coach Tony gets you right. Any of the kids from Milwaukee want to come down here to Texas, I'm telling you, it's global around here. Elevate you. I'm telling you, we on top.
I think, let me translate, Bart. I think he says I'm a good coach.
Yeah, I think he was recruiting people to come down here.
Yeah, we're trying to get the Hero Brothers, whatever it takes, Bart. Get them down here.
Tell the Hero Brothers come mess with us, man.
Our Elevate U team is pretty tough, though, Bart. Hey, I know it's loud in there. Bucks won the game. I'm glad to see that. I'm glad my North Texas Mean Green beat the Badgers. Tell Tim Shea he owes me a Butterburger from Golden Euros in West Dallas. He better own up to that bet.
When's your guys' next tourney?
This weekend.
How many points are you putting up?
What's that, Barty?
How many points are you putting up?
Bryce is my Draymond. He's going to get you like a triple-double.
Oh, yeah.
This guy goes in the high post. He's got all the moves.
Okay.
Yeah, he's my Draymond. Secret weapon.
You're not, like, kicking people in the dick, are you?
You know what? This guy is kind of dirty. That's what we call it.
Hey, look how far to Draymond.
He's a little dirty. He's laughing because we're right. You've hit some guys in the balls before. He's nodding yes.
On purpose, yeah.
He has.
I mean, look how far it took Draymond.
Yeah.
Kick your way to the top.
Yeah, absolutely. Draymond, work for Draymond.
Yeah.
So, all right, Barty, I know it's loud. I'll talk to you later, bud.
All right, good stuff, coach.
All right, see you guys.
Look at that. This YouTube video will be worth millions of dollars when Bryson goes pro. I believe he jumped on and said, I could guard Drew Holiday. Ask him if he banged. No, we're not talking about that. Talk B says, best team I've ever seen. So here's what happened tonight in this Bucks game, 149 to 136. And I would like to discuss the Boston Bucks game with you that'll be Thursday night in terms of what the Bucks strategy could be, should be. Hear me out on that in a minute. But as far as the achievements in the Bucks-Pacers game, right away, Giannis was having a big night. And he was an assist away from a triple-double in the first half. Got that 10th assist, rather, to start the second. Finished with 38, 17, and 12. So a big night for Giannis. And then Drew, was it 29 at the end of the first half, I think? 29, 28, something like that. I had it written down on my phone, but it's charging upstairs. I'm very prepared here. But 51 points on the night for Drew. Guy took 30 shots, made 20 of them. 3-6 from 3, 8 from 10 from the stripe, 8 assists to boot. Huge night for Drew Holiday. Brooke added 21 as well. Grayson had 3 points. 2 of them were maybe the best 2 points of the year with that coast-to-coast dunk. Javon Carter, Bobby Portis, and some other guys rounding out the minutes as well. Connaughton did not do much, 0 for 2 from 3, 0 for 3 overall. We've been talking about him a lot this week. Buck shot 40% from 3 and 62% overall. This was a track meet. It was 149-136. For tonight, we celebrate. But again, I also want to look ahead a little bit to tomorrow, which is Thursday, which, whatever. You listen to this when you listen to it. Happy 4th of July to Austin. Not Austin, but Vincent. Austin's right here. Austin, what's up, buddy?
Bahard, hey. Good win, man. Last night I watched the Celtics game in a hope for a loss. And, you know, thank God for Toby Altizer. You know, keeping that Washington sports going for us, you know, when we need it.
Yeah, Celtics lose on Tuesday night to Washington, 131 to 111. My God, I don't know what it is. I've lost the ability to read. I really have. I have lost the. I tried to read tweets on Wednesday's show with Paul. He had to like reread them for me. I can't.
Yeah, I heard that.
Read anymore.
What's yeah. Well. So that was fantastic. And then this game, I because was kind of watching some of it, and then I was doing something else, and then I got hooked into it. And so my thing about it was, I heard a lot of talk about how we're going to be sitting too many people. And I thought it was great that they played their ass off and started a lot of guys. I know Chris missed, but like getting them, there's only a couple games left, and getting them ready for playoff season. Like now you're going to go play Boston tomorrow and you're going to be a little, you know, you're not going to be gassed, but you know, you got to get used to the grind of what the next.
Well, that's what I wonder. So what I wonder about Thursday's game is this wasn't just like a normal game. This was cardio, man. This was a cardio game. These guys churned and burned. And so I wonder if they rest some guys against Boston, which would freak a lot of people out. But Boston losing to Washington, I think, gives you some cushion.
But okay, so
the series is 1-1, right? Huh?
The series is 1-1.
Yeah, so it'd be a tiebreaker.
Yeah, so why would you rest them? So I think what they're doing is like, hey, get ready, you know, the endurance, you know, like the beginning, most 80% of the season is the rest management. Now, like, you're in the position and it's, hey, get geared up. You know, we're going to do, you know, we're going to start with 1 mile laps. Then you're going to do 2, then 3, and now get ready for the marathon.
Well, let me ask, let me bring Q in on this, who's wearing his Drew Holiday Olympic jersey. Very nice.
Let's fucking go.
Very, very well done. The Q theory is the second game of a back-to-back is a fake game.
Right? So we did this right. So we already rested because Chris Reston,
they rested Middleton, but Joe, they worked their ass off tonight.
Joe rested. Crowder rested. I don't know. I feel like the depth on this team should be able to keep it going. Giannis didn't play that much in the third quarter. And then I feel like Drew's fired up because he got robbed by the guy from Morgan Stanley. So
that's a good take.
I
don't know. I feel like
he's already got to earn his next contract 4 years from now, because Morgan Stanley took half of this one.
I'm feeling confident. I'm feeling a double digit win tomorrow.
Q, you going tomorrow?
No, I sold my tickets.
So. Okay, I'm gonna be there. So if I can get back on time, I'll try to hop on.
I'm going back.
Well, hashtag fake fan, Jesus.
Wednesday I'll be there. So against the Bulls.
Yeah, when they really need you, Q.
Yeah, exactly.
I sold your tickets to a Celtics fan.
I hope so.
Jeez. Hashtag fake fan.
No. I feel like I'm a true fan because I'm in it for the playoffs.
You sold your tickets to a Celtics fan. We got to get that one seed.
I don't know who it went to, but I guarantee that if it is a Celtics fan, they won't make a difference.
That's a big guarantee. So why would even entertain the notion of like resting guys or whatever? Is this is a big game with the regular season, pretty much locking up the one if you win it. But do you risk showing too much? Is there that concern for anybody?
No.
Because if you see the Celtics, it's not going to be until the end of May, right?
The Celtics are imploding.
Right.
Like, they just lost by 20 points.
I don't think they're that concerned about that.
Everybody knows that Washington is a tough place to play, man. Everybody knows it.
Have you ever been to a game there?
No, I'm just fucking.
I have. Around. It's not that great of an arena.
I know. Johnny Davis had 7 huge points in that game.
I feel like the Celtics are walking backwards into the playoffs. They are the Milwaukee Brewers of the NBA.
Oh, yeah, possibly. The thing that worries me less about the Celtics overall is last year's series, the Bucks did not have Middleton, and they already used up their bullshit, like, points. They used their bullshit points with Al Horford and Grant Williams. They used all their bullshit points against us last year. They're not with Middleton back, with the depth that we have, like they're not doing it again. So we're better, and they've already ran out of their bullshit meter.
And
so
they
less scared about the Celtics than I once maybe did.
They have a worse coach. Like, they have a first year head coach. Like, he's going to get owned in the playoffs, even by Bud.
After they had to fire that coach for that scandal or whatever. Yeah, they're a good team, but whatever they had with that coach, that was the difference maker they had, and they're not the same team that they were a year ago, regardless of what Ram says.
Ram, God, he has yet to be on the pod.
Yeah, well.
It's not like he doesn't know we're here. He's on Twitter. I post the links every night.
Oh, he's aware.
I know he is.
Yeah.
I know he is.
He'll show up if we lose in the playoffs.
Yeah.
He's pretty consistent.
But I got Austin here. I got Q here.
But like, what's nice is I don't feel like this team is reliant on Chris anymore. Like, he's not our second best player. It's definitely Drew Holiday or Brooke Lopez.
That's what I wanted to talk about a couple of weeks ago, and we kind of did. Like, what is the least amount of minutes that you need from Chris? They don't, in a series against the Celtics, they don't need 35 minutes of Chris. They just don't.
What they need is 15 to 18 points, though.
So then are you bringing him off the bench?
I think you start him. He's earned a starting spot.
Well, I'm sure. I know he's earned it, and he's a great starter. But if you're only gonna, like, I don't know. I just maybe there's a different way to use Chris. I don't. I'm just a lot of what I'm doing tonight is just talking through it. I'm not saying Buck should rest anybody. I'm not saying, you know. So, I just think that there's Buck's topics that need to be addressed. Here I am constantly every day looking online, and there are other shows out there as if they are baiting me, as if they are trying their hardest to get me to comment and say something stupid when they post 2-minute videos of a discussion today on the game about, have you noticed celebrities don't wear jackets? I'm not even fucking kidding with you. How do I not post? How do I not comment on that? How do I not do anything? But I'm trying to keep it cool. I'm trying to keep it cool. So I'm just throwing out topics. Maybe they pick one up. All I've ever wanted, Q, Austin, everyone, when I got dismissed, and by the way, 7 straight days of CBS Sports Radio starting Saturday. Okay?
Nice.
Oh, 7 yeah. straight days. Weekend, writer than you all week. 7 straight days. Okay?
It's the Winklerverse.
Yeah, don't tell me I'm not on Milwaukee Radio. I'm on Milwaukee Radio. I'm on El Paso Radio. I'm on Anchorage, Alaska Radio. I'm on bumfuck Michigan Radio. I'm all over the goddamn place. Okay?
Woo!
Tell me I'm not on radio. But I lost my train of thought, and now I've remembered it. All I've ever wanted was for sports radio to be good in this town, and nobody stepped up to the mantle.
Every time I turn on a different station, it's Wisconsin Badgers NIT talk.
That's better than talking about celebrities not wearing jackets.
Okay, I'm glad I missed that. But honestly, to talk about the Bucks,
please.
What
I
we can do with Chris Middleton is, I wouldn't say start him off the bench, bring him off the bench. You start him and limit his minutes a little bit with that starting, pull him off, and then bring him in so that he can start, quote marks, with the bench, and he can be. But I mean, that guy, when he's on the team, his win plus ratio is incredible. So anybody that wants him off the team, it doesn't make sense to me. I think he needs 25, 28, 30 minutes a game. I do think that he makes an impact just by the mere threat of what he can bring offensively. And I think his dribbling has gotten better, and he's not too bad defensively either.
Joe wants to know, is the D an issue? Look, I don't want to talk about it too much, but I haven't been performing as well as I've wanted to in recent. The defense. Oh, no, I think the defense is fine. Look, a lot of times they were scoring and then the Pacers would just whip it down the court and score again. It was like,
yeah,
it was like the shot clock was 5 tonight.
I mean, it was, we didn't care. They were working on offense tonight. They weren't working on defense. And then like the entire second half, they were just trying to get Drew to 50 points. So it was like it wasn't, I mean, it was a very fun game, but it wasn't like a real NBA game. So
my never real. What is it? When's the next real game?
It starts when the playoffs start, which we've been saying since like the season started in October.
So said that when the playoffs ended and we're like, when does the NBA really count again? Because we know, isn't that your old take? It's like playing Mario, you know, doing it. You just waiting to get to the playoffs. You just got to go.
Yeah, when you play a video game and you die, there's checkpoints.
Yeah, we're at the checkpoint.
There's no checkpoints.
We're at the checkpoint.
Then you got to start all the way at the fucking beginning.
We're about to be at the checkpoint, my friends. Anyway, love you guys. Q, I'm going to let you take over. I'm hopping out. I'll hit the YouTube.
All right, buddy.
So my Chris take is, Chris, we're at the point now as a team, Chris will not lose us a lot of games, but he definitely will win us some games, and he puts us in a better chance to win a series when we're getting like 25, 30 minutes from him. But I think, Bart, my question for you on Chris Middleton and minutes usage is, it's kind of like Clay with your Warriors. Like, what have the Warriors done? What did they do last year with Clay? What have they done in other finals runs where he's been coming back from injury?
Well, they need Clay. The Warriors need Clay to score like 30 a night if they're going to do anything.
Well, I mean, now this year they do. They didn't last year.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And that's great. That's part of the luxury, which maybe not playing Chris 35 minutes a night. And we're just kind of assuming here, but maybe that does open up more time for, you know, whoever to get some run. I saw Grant Bill's tweet. He said, how are we going to react when AJ Green gets meaningful playoff minutes? I would put over under Bucks game one in the playoffs, over under 2.5 minutes for AJ Green in game one. I would put that over, but then I would put under zero the rest of the game. Like, he will play 2.5 minutes in the game, in the first game, in game, in the quarter one. What the fuck am I saying? Christ.
Well, I mean, the Nassus is going to get in too, because we're going to be up 20 points.
that too.
Game, like, the first series, if you're the one seed, the first series is usually a joke.
We'll look at that in a sec. I'm going to bring in Teacher Tom. Teacher Tom, who leaves voicemails on the Carl's Place voicemail line.
Hi.
Hey, are you wearing what you were tweeting?
Yes.
Teacher Tom just got the Jordan Love jersey.
Nice.
It arrived today.
What kind of jersey is that?
Yeah, what jersey is that?
It's the Salute the Troops.
Oh.
The Armed Forces.
I don't recall them ever wearing that in a game.
It's very nice.
Well, this was $70 on Fanatics, whereas from the Packers website, it was $130 for one of the white or green ones.
Oh. Yeah, you know what? I have a Goodwill pile down here, and I took a Rodgers jersey I never wore. I put that in the pile, and then my son got a Rodgers jersey from his uncle. Still got the tag on it, $25, never worn. It's in the pile.
My 4-year-old has had it, at least 3 and maybe 4 Aaron Rodgers jerseys already.
It sucks.
At least he's outgrown them.
Hey, does anybody know what this language is? I got a YouTube comment here. You got to be on the video to see it. It looks like it's Russian.
Yeah, I was going to guess Russian.
How do I, like, copy and paste it?
I don't know. Yeah. They must be a Rogers supporter.
Oh, he says, good job, guys.
Ah!
That's some translation.
Nice.
Right. Anything else, Tom? What'd you have? Did you just want to show off the jersey?
I was excited the jersey came today.
Yeah.
And then, let's see.
Oh, it's Greek. This is Greek.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, Tom got Omaha Steaks.
Yes.
Tom's the one guy that's ordered Omaha Steaks.
Did you get the tartlets too?
No, I got the value freezer filler, something like that.
You ordered Omaha Steaks and didn't get the apple tartlets?
It wasn't in the package that I decided to order.
Son of a bitch.
We got to get this man some tartlets.
Okay, according to TT, this right here, this script means take the trophy already.
Yes.
Which I will take you at your word.
Yeah. How do you say?
How did I not know this was Greek? I'm so stupid. How do you say
folding chair in Greek?
How do you say put the chairs out in Greek?
Yeah, put the chairs out. That's what we say in the Winklerverse.
Yeah,
that's what I put my chairs out in 2021.
Tom did put the chairs out. You were one of the guys. Yeah, this guy over here, Q, put no chairs out, and he's selling tickets to Celtics fans.
So now that we have a new mayor in Milwaukee, can we get our chairs back?
Ooh. Yeah, Barrett was such a stick up his ass. Maybe maybe new guy whose name I totally forgot.
Cavalier Johnson.
Yes, Cav. Maybe my man
Johnson.
Maybe my man CJ will help me out. I'll get in touch.
That dude loves some publicity. I bet he would like come and sit in the chairs with you to be on the podcast.
I bet he would. He tweets all the time when he's doing stuff.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna get the mayor on the pod. I'm gonna ask him when they're gonna realize that was a mistake.
All right, guys. I'm gonna
dip on you guys. I'm gonna bring in Joe here.
Thanks, Bart.
Okay. Good night.
Looking good, Tom. Thanks for the jersey plug. Thanks for buying the steaks.
You're welcome.
Buy more. No, you don't have to. See you, bud. Okay. Teacher Tom. And Q. And I'll bring in Joe in Iowa.
What's up, Bart?
How you doing, man?
Hey, I was feeling bad today, and I went to Omaha Steaks to use your promo code. And right on the front page, it says $30 off.
Yeah.
Also, they have like a $250 like dry aged steak on there. Sorry, man.
No, there's packages that you can.
I don't know. I'm gonna stick with my fight to get Happy Place Hemp here in Iowa.
Okay. The thing about Omaha Steaks though is that code is everywhere.
Yeah.
I do commercials. There's commercials that run when I'm doing CBS Sports Radio. They're like, Omaha Steaks, promo code CBS. Fuck you.
That's fantastic. So you were talking about your D problems earlier. And so our son Jackson was playing basketball earlier this year. And
where's this going?
We had to tell my mother-in-law that she can't yell go Big D anymore. Like Big D. She can't yell Big D energy in eighth grade basketball games anymore. We had to explain to her what that meant, which it just encouraged her to yell it even more.
Well, yeah, I feel like you should be able to do that. The more D puns you have, the better.
That's true.
Especially, well, maybe not in eighth grade when everybody's.
Maybe not by your grandma in eighth grade.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've got the whole team here today.
What's the youngest person by you?
13. Listen, my three-year-old listens to you on the way to school every morning, and Tony from Texas, you know, notwithstanding the other day, his biggest problems are when somebody says stupid or shut up, like F-bombs, anything like that, no big deal. But if somebody says stupid, it's big red flag for him.
Oh, well, good. Does he not know what the F-word is?
No, he's very well aware. He's got a mother who's got a mouth like a sailor.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
I made the mistake of you know, books that's like something's different, something's not right, something fine. Instead of like, what's wrong with this picture? The first time we did, when I said, what the fuck is wrong? And so now he goes, I want to read What the Fuck book.
That's good.
I'm like, oh shit.
That actually reminded me. I was thinking about that while I was listening to you earlier today. How are you going to go back to 7 days of being on the radio and not being able to swear like this anymore?
Oh, I got a mental trigger in my head.
Do you? Okay, good for you.
Well, because I swear all the time. I swear every fourth word of mouth. What is the fuck?
You got work through it. Breathe through it. We're fine. We're good.
Who cares if I can't swear on the radio? I don't think I can speak. I gotta be able to speak.
What was I gonna say? Shit, I heard something. I don't know. You threw me off by not being able to speak yourself.
Something about fourth words.
Did you tweet me a question today or something?
No, I was telling you that you need to do a whole segment of on grocery stores, and I started it by saying what my thoughts were on Hy-Vee, and it was a big
I've only been to one, and it was a crap hole.
They're everywhere here. We have two grocery store selections here other than, like, we have one Trader Joe's and a Whole Foods. But there's Hy-Vee's everywhere because they're based here in Des Moines. And then there's a place called Price Chopper out of Kansas City. Both hot garbage.
Price Chopper?
Yeah. What I wouldn't do for, like, I don't know, like a pick and save? Pick and save, you know. I go back home to Wisconsin. Pick and saves are great. Piggly Wiggly. I mean, that's just fun to say.
Yeah, how come we were talking about gas station culture the other night? How come there's not like grocery, like people don't, you might like, I like Festival. I like Pig and Save, but nobody goes crazy for like the grocery store the way they do for Quick Trip.
Here they do. Lines are drawn in the sand here like they are. However, do you guys have, I know you have Casey's, which is also based here, but we have Come and Go. So that's something we have here.
Yeah, top of the line.
And that's a true story. Come and Go.
Come and Go?
Come and Go, yeah. K-U-M and Go.
They're excellent on the social medias.
Yeah, they're good on social media. You should check them out. They rival.
A lot of jokes about coming and going.
Yeah, they lean pretty hard into that.
See, I could also probably get a social media job with them. You know, I could do that then.
Also really good on fighting for trans and LGBTQ rights here in Iowa, which is, you know, a goddamn wildfire right now. So good for them.
Well, I don't know if you know this. I mean, you live there, but, and not to get all political or anything, but.
No, please, let's go. Let's
no,
go.
I just want to say one thing. That Iowa sucks.
Really?
I believe I mentioned this on a previous call, but my Jackson, who's standing over here, has a shirt that literally says, number one thing to do in Iowa, leave.
Leave. Well, yeah. But you made a beautiful home for yourself, I'm sure.
Yeah. It's not bad.
Oh, you said you got the Pacers broadcast.
I did. And oh my God, it was awful.
How?
Because somehow, I don't know, we're in this vortex of hell that we get all of these like random cities that are home in Des Moines, so I couldn't play.
Did you get like Bally Sports Pacers?
I get Bally Sports. It's like Extended Midwest or something it's called here, but it was the Pacers broadcast. Usually I watch the Bucks Bally on League Pass, but couldn't get it today. And the whole time these broadcasters were just awful. They're like, oh, these guys are so old, they're just like one game away from being hurt. Nobody's playing out here except Giannis and Drew. I was like, you guys, these guys are kicking the hell shit out of you right now. What are we talking about?
How about Jordan Wire tonight? I thought he'd have a bigger night.
You know, he looked good. I don't
18.
Know. Kind of like that first game they played against him, he put up what, 30?
You know, I like to see these guys succeed. You know, like Christian Wood and Diakite is getting some time now, I think, with the Cavs because they're all banged up. And
I got no Wara
here and Mamu. Yeah. Like it's just part of the like they're not, I don't know how good they really are, but I like to see them get some run. Like we're a championship team, we're a championship level team. Those spots need to be taken up by Joe Ingles and Goran Dragic, right, and even Pat Connaughton. You don't have time for that. So there will be a day when Giannis leaves and Brooke leaves and everyone leaves.
Take earlier today, I've got a special place in my heart for him because of what he did on the championship run team a couple years ago. So
Sam Merrill?
No, Connaughton.
Oh, well, yeah.
You were saying that you didn't want to give him, and I think it was Grant who was saying that he wanted to give him some grace and see how he does when the playoffs come around. But, I mean, you're right. He's a different guy this year than he was then, but.
Congrats to MC Lee. He leaves a comment. He says, I never watched the NBA, but I did bet Drew's PRA over. That's points plus rebounds plus assist. It was set at 29.5. Drew had 51 points, and the total PRA was 67. So,
wow,
good win for you, MC
Lee.
Shame you didn't put a little more on it, but that's how the cookie crumbles. Aren't you in like baseball hell zone where you can't watch like anybody?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do?
I'm not.
Or are you not a Brewer guy?
I'm a Brewer guy. I don't watch baseball a lot. So I've got the MLB At-Bat app, and I can just listen to it. You know, throw it on when I'm doing working or whatever. So watching the Brewers doesn't really affect me. I'll go to a game here or there. My dad turned 70 last week, and we got him tickets to opening day. So
that'd be good. Nice.
Yeah. But
so you're going?
I'm not. No, I'm just my parents. Yeah.
Mm. Well, that should be fun for him.
Yeah. But no, I'll just listen to Euchre.
I went to opening day once to interview people in the parking lot.
You're doing
it. I just went up to him. I said, hey, what are you doing? What the hell are you doing here? That was my bit. And some guy goes, I've never been to an opening day, and I found out I have 6 weeks to live. So why the hell not?
There's no coming back from that.
I was like, so do you think they'll win the World Series?
I don't know. Let me know. That's awful. That's terrible.
Like what trades do you want to see?
Where are we supposed to go with that, Bart? Should I just leave? Like what direction do we go after this?
I ask myself that a lot after a lot of shows. Mm. Corey says I should get him on the show.
Oof. Tough look.
Corey. Yeah, I know where he's. Shut up. Come on. All right, Joe. Yeah, you should get out of here before I ruin your life.
Good to see you, man.
Good to see you.
See you later.
Be well. Be
Bye,
well.
You too. Bye.
Peace out. To recap, I think the Brewers won that day, so happy ending to the story. All right, Bucks win tonight. I'm going to dip unless anybody else wants to jump on. Oh, no, the other thing I wanted to talk about. Oh, look at this. Just as I said, I was leaving. From a fantasy draft. Tim, if you're busy, don't join.
I got ways to go.
How into the draft are you?
I don't know. 14 picks. Round 15.
How many rounds you go?
27.
And is it like just snake?
Yeah.
All right. Well, who you got?
Who? No. Who did he rip on there? Oh, this league. Well, oh, yes. You did rip our fantasy league last year on air.
Why?
Why? Because of every daily fantasy.
I like daily fantasy.
No. No, not your daily fan. Like, you change your lineup every day.
Yeah, I like that.
You like that? That's not what you said last year. You did not say that. You said
what
something
did I say?
Else. I don't know.
No. You made fun of it. Like, every day. Who does that? That's stupid.
I don't know.
No, I was probably just being a dick to Tim. I like it. I like daily fantasy.
My first pick was Aaron Judge.
How many Brewers do you have? Like 7?
2.
Who? Wait, don't tell me. You fucking took Yelich, you pussy.
The guy across from me took Yelich.
Who else? Who Brewers?
I have Contreras and Brandon Woodruff.
Contreras is hitting 25 bombs this year.
I'll remember that.
He'll be everyone's favorite Brewer by August 1st. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Tim, a bunch of people just joined. Do you want to stay or do you want to come back?
I'll come back.
All right. See ya.
Goodbye.
Bye. All right. Let's get a 4-box quad box all-star crew here. Matt in the Falls with an ice cream cone. Hot Jake. Oh,
yeah.
Jake.
Yeah. Yay.
And wearing that Brewers hat with pride. Brett and Tosa. Wow.
Wow. Not lit at all. What's up, fellas?
What's up?
Yeah. I just came on to
say.
This
quad box about as vanilla as that ice cream. Oh, chocolate shit.
Damn, that's the high end stuff.
All right. Jake, what'd you have?
Shame on every one of you a-holes that wanted Grayson traded.
Yeah, big 3 points.
You can all S&D. That dunk alone was worth keeping him around.
You know what? I absolutely agree with you.
Yeah. I know. You did not want to trade Grayson. I will give
you
credit
did.
On that.
You don't trade a guy like that.
I definitely didn't.
Yeah, Matt didn't either. You don't trade a guy who is a nuisance to every team hates him. You don't trade that guy. You exploit that guy.
Let's also talk about how the Bucks like, historically, they just never have a guy who can hit a three, and then you have a guy who's shooting like 42% from three, and let's get rid of him.
Stupid.
But that was fun. Again, I'm not going to be negative on the game. because, you know, it was clear that, like, yeah, it's Indiana. We can just, you know, if we really have to.
If you find a way to be negative about this game.
I tried. I did my best. I'm sorry.
I'm going to pull that piercing right off your lip.
You love it.
What else you got?
I want to hear from the other boys. I said one Matt? Thing. I don't want to
bore the game. Show. I thought the game was great. I think the Pacers are a very interesting team. But they're still like a star away. Like, they have a few very good players, but I think they're going to meddle in that like 4 to 6 range for a long time. Like, they're not
like quite 8 to 11.
Oh, I disagree.
Pacers, actually. There's all these teams. Pacers do this. Magic do this. Pistons do this. They're like never good.
I mean, the Knicks are the 5 seed right now. Like, the East is not. It's the top 3, and then, like, the Cavs are pretty good, and then there's room. There's room for people to advance.
Q's right. They were pretty depleted tonight. No,
yeah, like, they gave us a run. They got I can't say his last name, but they got that rookie, Mathurin.
Mathurin.
Yeah, Mathurin. I just call him Benny M. Yep.
His name, when I say it, it sounds like I've got a lisp, so I always forget how to say it, but Mathurin.
That's all right.
Yeah, and they're just got some hockey on, and hockey OT is incredible. In case you haven't noticed, they do 3-on-3 now.
Cool.
And it's just wild stuff.
Can't wait to break it down.
Waiting for the Wild to start, speaking of wild stuff. But yeah, Bucks were great. Drew was great. Really wanted Giannis to get 40. Didn't happen. It's okay. Connaughton, I don't want, you know, I think he should be out of the rotation pretty soon with the way he's playing. Hopefully that heals itself and Bud figures that out.
That freaks me out.
Well, Connaughton,
I'm really worried.
I'm not worried about it. We can replace his minutes, no problem.
No, that's not what I'm worried about at all. I'm worried about Budenholzer because he ran George Hill's old ass out there despite having Javon Carter at the ready last year, and it killed them. And I'm afraid Budenholzer just going to be like, this is our guy, and he's just going to ride that thing into the ground. That's my only concern. Their depth is good. They have guys. It's just I don't trust Budenholzer to put a fork in him.
I only got one Bucks thing to say. Can we not?
I don't want to hear you talk Bucks. You know, I don't want to hear you talk.
No, I do want to say one thing. Can we not freak out when we sit guys? Like, we can lose 2 games. Just be as healthy as you can going.
How to get the 1 seed?
Yeah, they can lose 2 games and still get the 1 seed. So rest everyone. Like, Drew's been off for how many days, and he comes out and scores 50. Like, rest and health is important. These games don't matter.
I'm on 4-7-9-9-12-50. Should more Bucks be financially taken advantage of so they come out and have 50-point games the next night? 414.
How about this? New number? Wasn't there a new number that you had for like 3 weeks? Yes,
for 3 weeks. It was 414-677. We got brand new phone lines. The new phone lines cost me a CBS Sports shift because I was supposed to go on at 5 and they put them in at 4:58 one night and I couldn't connect and it made me look really bad on like my second day. I was very pissed off, and I actually kind of still am. Brett, opening day.
I got one more Bucks thing.
Oh, sure.
I was going to say, the team is almost so loaded that no matter what lineup Budenholzer throws out there, that there's going to be a good result. So, like, he can still fuck it up in our eyes, and the team is still going to be really, really good because, like, I mean, unless he throws Thanasis out there for 20 minutes, like, it's still an awesome team, no matter what he does.
Are you and I just going white tee bros tonight?
I have a design on there.
All right. I'm just playing white tee. No, I knew Delilah.
You just got my shoulders. That's it.
Yeah. All right, Matt.
Yeah, but I got no Brewers stuff until the season starts, but I'm going to try to contribute more Brewers stuff this year. So,
Something on the Brewers.
Not until then. I got nothing.
Well, I want to hear from Brett. Brett's been.
No, crazy. I want to hear Hot Take Jake's Brewers.
Okay.
I found out today that they have a guy named Winker on their team.
You found out today?
Yeah.
Winker is not Winkler. Don't do this to me.
I know, but like, there's a guy in baseball named Winker.
Yeah.
Winker.
Isn't there also a Winkler?
I just
Dan Winkler used to pitch for the Cubs.
Used to
the Brewers to me. I can't. That's an unserious franchise. If they make it, like if they for some reason are a buzzsaw, I'll be a bandwagon guy with no shame. But like,
shootout.
There's just no way I can get into this team. Like once the Bucks win the title, you ain't gonna hear from me for a while.
Okay. I want you breaking down every Jordan Love training camp with me.
Well, I'll be way ahead of you on that.
I know.
I watched a video today of him throwing a pass to Aaron Jones.
And yeah, you want to talk about come and go. Hell yeah.
Bart, it moved.
I agree. Wow. Hey, who knew that quarterback could throw to people without jerseys on? I never thought it'd be possible.
That's all I got.
Roger never threw it. He sucks.
Well, yeah. I mean, it helps when you actually, you know, show up to things, and because that's just like the hardest thing in the world for that guy. Yeah, tell me you like that's the most believable story ever that he would just like leave Matt LaFleur at like, you know, probably at Perkins. LaFleur's ordering the big bar breakfast and then Rodgers just doesn't show up.
Yeah, Rodgers, I retire. Don't do this to me.
You are so gonna be bad.
I want to talk Brewers with Brett.
Okay.
All right.
I'm gonna log off then. Thanks, right, guys.
Jake, talk to you Sunday night. Jake's gonna do WrestleMania with me. Matt, you in for that?
I have watched a total of maybe 20 seconds of professional wrestling in my life. So I'm out.
All right. See you, bud.
See you, Matt.
Brett. Let's go.
Are you going live after the game tomorrow?
Yeah, and I'm bringing Tim Shea in here, all too. Right.
Here's the deal. If the Brewers win, I will report live on the Bart Winkler Show from Wrigley.
You're going?
Yeah, we're leaving at 6:30. But if they lose,
you might as well come on either way.
Well, I'll come on the walk out if we lose, but I'm getting out of there as fast as I can when the fucking song's playing.
You don't want to hear that song.
No. But if we win, I will be reporting live from the first row of the second deck on the Bart Winkler Show. All right, I bet 97.3 doesn't have anyone reporting live at the game tomorrow.
I want to give you my thoughts on the Brewers. My overall thoughts on the Brewers right now. Okay. And get your reaction. Okay. I think that this team will probably win around 82 to 87 games. That's where I'm putting them. They could win a little more. I think it's more likely they win more than they win less. The most surprising thing for me would be if they were under 500. I just don't think that they've shown us time and time again that we can doubt them and they'll still find ways to win games. It's the same strategy as it's been for the last few years. Great pitching staff. Council acknowledges that. And then you have three or four guys on offense. If they do this, okay. So we understand. Then there's some improvement for that. I think that there's like Doctor Strange. I'm a Marvel guy. Everyone knows this. Sees all these timelines. And there's one timeline where they could beat Thanos. Okay. There is a timeline out there. There might be a couple where the Brewers win a World Series in the next 2 years. And I don't know. I don't think we're on that earth. I've convinced myself they'll never win one. But should they start well, and it's going to depend on if these guys come up and hit, and then if they even, like, put a dent in anything, I don't want to see guys traded next year. I think the big thing is, when do you want to trade Corbin, right? When do you want to trade Willie? When do you want to move on from these guys? If they suck in the first half, get rid of them all. Just start from scratch. It ain't going to work. But if they're competing and they have this next batch of guys coming up that can maybe deliver some offense, or maybe in like 2024, second half of the season, you see Churio and whatever, I don't need to get anything for Corbin Burns. I don't need, like, what do I want for Corbin Burns in terms of prospects? You know what I want from Corbin Burns? I want 2 years of Corbin Burns. That's what I want. I don't need prospects. So my expectations on the Brewers are not World Series or bust. It's not NLCS or bust. But I'll tell you what, I'm more excited than I have been in a long time because my expectations are lower.
That's fair. I agree.
Now tell me why they're going to win 98 games.
No, I agree with everything you said. I mean, I was on the – I wanted to trade Hader, but obviously that blew up, and I agree with you. If they're good, you can't trade Burns, Woodruff, or Willie, and you ride it out, and you will get something. You can give them the qualifying offer and get a draft pick. So it's not like you're letting them go for free. So
right.
I'm on board. I'm thinking 86 to 90 wins, and I'm going to bet on the Cardinals to win the division just because I think the Brewers have too many question marks offensively and in the bullpen. But the ceiling for the Brewers is higher than the Cardinals because the Cardinals' rotation is awful. And if Yelich – he's never going to be an MVP, but if he can be back to a all-star, I think that's reasonable. Winker, I mean there's things – like you said, there's things that can happen in 2023 for the Brewers to be – a playoff contender. I'm not picking it, but I think they're going to be right at the last wild card spot fighting with the Phillies. And luckily the Phillies are already injured. So that helps us out.
I'm really high on Contreras.
I think he's going to regress a little bit, but I'm wearing my Contreras jersey to Wrigley. I've always been a huge Contreras family fan.
Oh, you got a Brewers one already?
I bought it when I was drunk in Florida. But I hate Wilson Contreras more than anyone in the majors and huge William fan.
Nice. Test user gives us $2 tonight. Thank you, test user. How many apple bites is Burns worth, though? Cry face emoji. That $2 will go to the drink I'm buying Tim tomorrow at Kelly's Bleachers. Okay.
Thanks, Bart.
So are you still going live?
I'll come up for the first couple innings.
Okay.
So
what Schlesinger said?
Beer?
That he wants to hire me back?
Yeah, right. That he wants they might extend beer past the seventh.
Hey, Bart, I haven't talked to you in a long time, but we both have to admit I agreed with you that everything marketing, all that stuff was absolute trash. But the last 2 months, besides a cheese tweet, the Brewers they're making some moves.
They're less embarrassing to follow than previous.
Yeah.
They're concentrating on digital content that is worth your time rather than just retweeting people that put a sign that say my first word.
Cheese, please.
Oh, yeah, that was $5 for Tim's drink. Tim, order a double.
Hey, buy one, get one free beer on Friday night till 7:30.
Where?
So at Miller Park or at American Family Field.
Oh, yeah. What's that about?
You get buy one, get one free till 7:30.
I wonder if ticket sales are bad for the first week.
Didn't Schlesinger say something on Drew and KB that ticket sales are up this
year? Whoa, 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 whoa. You mentioned the show that's not this one. Okay, all right. See how pathetic that looks if I were to do it.
Ticket sales are up.
This is where you drop him. Oh wait, no, that's there. Only there. We let you still talk.
Hey, well, Drew and KB, man, they got a stranglehold on Wisconsin radio. They're on all over the place.
Hold on, let me go to the Winkler Bart Twitter handle and tweet something for the first time in 3 years.
All right, Bart. So you're going live after the game tomorrow?
Yes.
All right. I'll be on, and hopefully it's in Wrigley after a win. So go Brewers.
All right, Brett. Let's talk Brewers, buddy.
All right.
Bring home a win tomorrow, yeah, Brett.
Do my best.
All right, Timmy. How's the draft going?
We're moving. It's a long draft, but we'll get there.
I did two last weekend. It was awful.
Yeah.
What are you using, Yahoo or what?
Yahoo.
Yeah. We had problems with CBS. I shouldn't say that. They employ me, I guess.
Well, the website's different than the radio station.
Are you like a house or a bar or what?
At a bar.
Oh, wow. Great.
Yeah. Yeah. Only two Brewers so far, so
And you're wearing a Brewers shirt over a Brewers jacket.
Yep. I'm ready. Ready for
I'm ready too. I got my Brewers hat on that I bought in spring training because I love the Brewers. And I got my white shirt on, which doubles as a white flag because we should surrender the season. They're going to be terrible. Stop.
The one hot take I'll have this year, like last year, I made that hater take like very early May.
Yeah, you said they should trade Hader.
You weren't there. I made the comment and everyone went crazy on me. And well, look who was right. I don't think Devin Williams will be the closer come August.
He might not be a Brewer.
He could be a Brewer, but I think you know who I think could be the closer.
Ride the bus, Gus.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gus Varland. Yes.
I think he's the only one that has potential.
Gus Varland. Fuck yeah. Sorry that I ripped on your league last year. I don't really remember doing it.
Oh, I do. I do remember. It's okay.
Can I do one prop comedy before we leave?
Go ahead.
One prop comedy. One prop comedy before we leave. You don't think I'm a Brewers fan? You don't think I'm a Brewers fan?
No. Well, I mean, you are.
Yeah, but you don't think I'm a big one. Just tell me to my face.
All right, you are not a big Brewers fan.
Oh, shit. I'm not.
You don't have it, do you?
Well,
I feel like I'm at Happy Place Temp right now.
No, I'm looking. God damn. Oh, here we go. I got it. All right.
All right, what do you got?
Milwaukee Sentinel. April 20th. Oh, hold on. Let me get. I should edit this out. I always say that. It's kind of a dumb bit. April 20th, 1987. Deer plus flame equals 12.
Wow. Free burgers.
By Tom Haudricourt. There's no other way to describe it. Unbelievable. The Milwaukee Brewers stretched their season opening winning streak to 12 games Sunday afternoon. But this time they stretched the imagination too far. Can you believe I will be in this job for the next 35 years when I will then retire and unveil my deep political leanings on Twitter constantly? Look at this. Look at the Easter Bunny at the game. Look at this is when fans were fans. This is the paper from April 20th, 1987, Monday after Easter.
Is that the Milwaukee Journal or the Milwaukee Sentinel?
It's the Sentinel. Here's a guy who has a hat on that says, "We are tops." Here's the Easter Bunny. Here's 40,000 people at County Stadium. I don't see them with cell phones. I don't see them distracted by their fantasy baseball team. I don't see them distracted. These are real fans. These are when fans were fans. And now what are we? Bunch of whiny babies because we don't win the World Series every year. These people sacrifice for us to have Brewers today. And we don't do enough good a job respecting this guy in the hat that says we are tops. Okay. Prop comedy.
Oh, that was great.
Thank you.
Make sure you save that paper.
Well, yeah, I have a lot of Super Bowl papers in here. Look at the Milwaukee classifieds. I should do a pod just reading like ASMR classifieds.
Yes.
Full time work wanted. Childcare, Bayview, my home. People would call that number and just do it? This shit is fucked up. The classifieds are fucking weird. Social media manager, batteries plus. Just kidding. All right, I'm done. We're done.
I got it.
We're done.
All right. Goodbye.
We're done. Tim, in honor of the great Gary Sheffield, we are done.
And no more bats. Go, Pack, go.
And before we descend down to the end of this episode, got some voicemails to play, but I want to remind you about our good, good buddies at Omaha Steaks. I called up Sean at Omaha Steaks last week. I said, Sean, how about you bring me some of those filet mignons? And he said, oh, God, I'd love to. And it's on the house. He says, how about you bring me some of those Cubans? And I said, oh, Sean, anything for you. So Sean, Patty, Lewis, Steve and the gang, Rick, we're thinking of you. Amy, I hope you had a good vacation. Ricardo, you're killing it with what you're doing. And Jerry, hope that everything works out with your son and you guys find him. I know he's been missing for a long time. Omaha Steaks, $30 off the packages they put together for you. Go to omahasteaks.com. The promo code is BART, B-A-R-T at checkout, BART. You get $30 off the packages. Weather's getting nicer. It's grilling time. Okay? So now let's start getting those steaks delivered in that nice white crate. It's all ready to go. Throw it in the freezer. Get those tartlets, those pork chops, those tenderloins, all of it and more. OmahaSteaks.com. I have some voicemails to play. I say this for the end of the episode. They are Rodgers related. So if you're tired of Rodgers, that's the end of the show. We'll see you tomorrow. If you're not, or if you want to hear what the people have to say, because we're all about the people here at the BART show, we thank Carl's Place for having a voicemail line, 402-915-BART. BART, again, 402-915-BART, Carl's Place, Carl of ET.com/BART, or check him out, BartWinkler.com. You can build your own golf simulators, guys. So I just told you it was getting nicer. But some days it's not nice, so you're going to want to golf inside. All right? Just check it out. Go to the link and check it out. Go to the link and browse around. Hopefully you're getting a tax return back, unless you're an independent contractor now and your taxes are the hardest thing you've ever had to physically do in your life. So hopefully you're getting a tax return back. Maybe that can go to it. Do something for you. 2023 is the year of you and my promo codes. And getting a golf simulator. So I got some voicemails. First one's from Patty. And we'll play this from Patty here. Everyone was pretty happy to see Brian Gutekunst finally make his feelings known regarding everything that was going on with Aaron Rodgers. LaFleur never ended up saying anything, but Gutekunst did, and Patty had some thoughts.
My opinion is that I really was proud of Goody for kind of giving it back to Rodgers after these last few years of all these passive-aggressive, backhanded comments and interviews and drama and everything. But there was still a part of me when listening to that where I was like, ugh, God. I mean, he still had to, like, really sugarcoat it, and I felt like he kind of threw some additional compliments in there, and it was kind of buttered up a little bit. But with that said, that was something that was overdue for him to just give it back to Rodgers. I'm proud of him for doing that. I do think that, I think it was Hot Take Jake who said he may have shown his hand a little bit with that, but I think overall, I still think the Packers have the leverage. I still think that the Jets, I agree with you guys that the Jets could have used this Lamar Jackson requesting a trade announcement to their advantage, and they chose not to. And that just goes to show you how just not ready for prime time the Jets really are. Talent-wise, they might be, you know, turning the corner and competing really well, but the way that organization is run, they're just not there yet. So anyway, I kind of thought it was refreshing to hear Goody speak that way, and be interesting to see if there's any more to come on that.
So our guy Florio was on our guy Pat McAfee's podcast on Wednesday, which, okay, Florio, I think he's kind of a dork. I wish he had a Mike Florio account and a Pro Football Talk Twitter account. Very niche complaint. But Pro Football Talk has become like, I mean, you got to say it's respected. NBC gave him a bunch of money. They have college basketball talk and hardball talk and, you know, basketball. They like had a whole, they branded everything after him. And yet he gets on there and whines because he's a Vikings fan and he's insecure. He should have a mic where he's not going to get his mic. Like, who cares? Just retweet it from the Pro Football account. There should be a Pro Football account that is news and links to your website and then a Mike Florio account. It really bothers me. No one's called him out for that. Someone needs to. That'll be my mission. Like Daredevil, I will be putting my mask on and going around the Hell's Kitchen of Twitter and making sure that Florio separates church from state. Apparently, though, he said the Packers want to back off the number one pick. Whatever. If you're the Jets, at what point do the Jets just say, forget it? We'll do our own thing. Are they an Aaron Rodgers away from the Super Bowl? I don't know. Why don't you go get Lamar? Go get Lamar. Go get Mike White back. Just with everything that we've read so much about Rodgers, so much that we either want to believe more or don't want to believe about what kind of teammate he's become. And, you know, I understand he's a nice guy. He says nice things, but if he was as invested as he was in the MVP seasons, he'd be the MVP again. How do you win the MVP 2 years in a row and then be so pedestrian the next year? One, your talent either really dropped off or you kind of stop caring. Like, he doesn't have to be best friends with Romeo Dubs. He doesn't have to go shopping at the Green Bay Hy-Vee with him. I just don't understand how he can show up to camp. I can't do this. I retired from it. God, get him off my... Oh, I hate him. I can't do this. I retired. Here's Britt from Merrimack, who I think might hate Rodgers more than I do.
Round of applause to Goody. He actually showed that he had some cojones and called out Aaron Rodgers and, you know, all that stuff during his interview. I didn't think he had it in him. So, as a Packers fan, that makes me happy because it makes me believe that, you know, they are actually taking the team back from Aaron Rodgers and his high demands and his diva ish ways and all that. So I was actually, I couldn't believe it. My mouth dropped, not because of what he was saying, but the fact that he actually said it. So finally we get that from Goody.
So a little bit from Britt there. Again, a lot of high praise for Brian Gutekunst and everything that he said this week. John and Franklin, one more voicemail. John and Franklin always comes with some good thoughts. And now it's about, what do the Jets do? What do the Packers do from here? We'll jump into this one.
Once again, I'm hearing all this debate. And the bottom line is the Jets. The field is about perspective. The Jets identified Aaron Rodgers as the one that's going to take them to the Super Bowl. So I'm hearing people on our side going, yeah, he's washed up. We shouldn't expect much more from him. A second rounder, maybe a conditional one. Why the hell should we take the risk for the Jets? It's on the Jets to take the risk. Like, we took a risk when we drafted Jordan Love, right? And is it going to pay off or not? Time will tell. But that's a risk we took. No. I'm not down with this conditional stuff. We need to get a decent deal. And I'm not stupid. I don't think we're going to get three first-round picks. And now from what Gutekunst, you know, the way he spoke, he kind of laughed when it was brought up this year's Jets first-round pick, which I don't understand why that was laughed at. I think that should have been something we fought for, and at the very least, get their first-rounder next year. And the control that comes with it, it's not just the pick. If nothing else, to package up and move up next year if we need to. Hopefully we don't need to. But the Packers need to hedge their bets, because the odds that they're going to roll the dice and hit seven three times in a row, short of the ending of all these Hall of Fame careers, is unlikely. And it's not Jordan Love's fault. Not to mention the pressure this guy's going to be under. And it's not it's totally not his fault. I wish him success. I do. But I ultimately wish the Packers success. And that's part of the compensation package here. And take your sweet time. You know, don't forget, I defended 12 for years. And then, you know, reassessing that defending that I did, you know, you think he could have put those young receivers after they were drafted on a plane and flew them out to Cali, you know, before he took his Hawaiian vacation. You think he could have done that? You think that might have weighed a little bit on this past season? Maybe one or two more wins? Where would that have taken us? Another bite at the apple? What are we, the Brewers? Hang out. Wait it out. I don't care when this ends, because we know what we're doing. The Jets are the ones that got to straighten their path out. I'm out.
John and Franklin, thanks to Patty. Thanks to John. Thanks to Britt. And thanks to all you guys that leave voicemails. It's always available. We'll play some, most, all eventually. They do get played. 402-915-BART. Thanks again to our friends at Carl's Place. Yeah, one thing I don't want in a trade is like escalators for how good Rodgers does. Cause then you have to root for Rodgers. Rodgers is gone, and I don't want to root for him. I want him to be bad. But then I have to root for the Jets to be good so the Packers get a better pick. I don't want to do that. Just go away, do what you do, and we'll do what we do, and it'll all be over. I don't want to. If you want to root for Rodgers because you're still a Rodgers fan, I'm not going to stop you. I don't want to have to root for Rodgers for the benefit of the Packers. Does that make sense? I think it does. Someone will be mad at me for it anyway. Two live crew tomorrow is what we're going for. After opening day, I'll hop on, and then after Bucks Celtics, I'll hop on. Both live on YouTube. Make sure you like and subscribe to the channel. Get notifications when we're on. I think you just get an email that says I'm live. If you want to join, join. If you don't, just delete the email. But then you can come on and contribute more. So that's how we're doing it. All right, big day tomorrow. Or no, today. I keep saying tomorrow. Today, I'm recording. You know what I mean. All right, see ya.